Fed Chair Powell signaled openness to lowering interest rates at the September meeting during his Jackson Hole speech, causing a brief spike in U.S. dollar strength, though he didn't commit to aggressive easing, suggesting a cautious approach. Fed member Hammack emphasized maintaining a restrictive policy to focus on inflation, noting the economy is near a neutral rate. Other Fed members, Logan and Williams, are expected to provide further insights today while markets await U.S. new home sales data. Globally, ECB President Lagarde highlighted Europe's resilient labor market and the importance of a central bank independence, while ECB members Kazak and Wren indicated a shift to monitoring the economy rather than aggressive rate cuts. BOE Governor Bailey described the UK's weak workforce participation and productivity as a barrier to growth, and BOJ Governor Weda anticipated sustained wage pressure from a tight labor market. Economic data showed mixed results, with Germany's IFO survey beating expectations and New Zealand's retail sales exceeding forecasts. Meanwhile, reports suggest the Pentagon is considering military deployment in Chicago to address crime and homelessness, a move that could influence U.S. assets. Sentiment. Keurig Dr. Pepper is nearing an $18 billion deal for an Amsterdam-based coffee company, potentially supporting the euro. U.S. stock futures are tracking lower ahead of the North American Open. That's all for now.